So the U.S. government has been spending to end the economic crisis here, but other countries have been cutting, and Italians are expressing their dismay. The jobless rate in Italy is 12.5%, but it's not just the unemployed who've been out in the streets from Milan to Rome. Protesters say all Italians have been ground down by years of an economic crisis and the austerity measures that resulted, and they're furious at leaders they say are inept and corrupt. The BBC's Alan Johnston has been out on the streets.
A day of rage in a square in the northern city of Turin. A large and angry crowd is confronting ranks of riot police. Hooded protesters are drifting through clouds of tear gas and hurling bits of smashed paving stone. This is an outburst of fury born of years of economic pain. These are lorry drivers, farmers, students and others who've had enough of unemployment, of crushing taxes, enough of Italy's politicians and the European Union. One of their leaders tears into the whole system.
I nostri figli non hanno più futuro. È una classe delegittimata, di parassiti privilegiati.
Our children have no future, he says. They are a lost generation. He calls the nation's politicians the privileged parasites. We have to throw them out, he says. Out, out, out. And a young woman addresses the crowd.
Sono Martina, 24 anni, e come voi sono una disoccupata.
I am Martina, I'm 24 years old, and like you, I'm unemployed. I am speaking because I'm fed up, I have no dignity. I don't know how I can help my mother to pay the bills. We get to the end of the month and we're crying. I don't know where to find the money to pay their taxes. And they call us delinquents. They're the delinquents. They should be ashamed.
The years of recession in Italy have been harder than in many places. Youth unemployment is now over 40%. And with patients running out all down the length of the country, bands of protesters, sometimes just a few dozen, sometimes hundreds, have been staging marches and demos, blocking roads and railway lines. They're sometimes called the Pitchfork People, a reference to links with a campaigning group of disaffected farmers that took root in the countryside in Sicily. But more and more, this is becoming known as the December the 9th movement, the date last week when the demonstrations began. I'm in a street here in Rome where the protesters have set up a small camp. There are several tents on the pavement and a sound system, and above them, Italian flags drift in the breeze. The government would say that the action by the demonstrators is unnecessary. The Prime Minister, Enrico Letta, says he's just beginning to steer Italy slowly out of its economic crisis, that better days are coming. And I put that argument to Alessio Provoroni, an unemployed surveyor who's organising this camp.
Probabilmente, anche perché queste storie sono anni che ce le sentiamo raccontare, quindi.
We've heard these stories for years. You only need a good memory to know they're telling lies. For years they have been talking of recovery, but people are simply not seeing a recovery. There are honest people who have worked all their lives, who are having their businesses taken away. There are honest people who have worked all their lives and now have to survive on a pension of only 300 or 400 euros.
There's some real concern about just what this mobilising of a loose alliance of the angry and the disillusioned might bring. The government's talked of the danger of a rebellious drift. There are fears that violent right-wing extremists might capitalise on what's happening. And as if to confirm that, a prominent figure in the protest movement has talked of Italy being in the grip of Jewish bankers. And there will be Italians who will agree with the Prime Minister when he says that the demonstrators only represent a minority. Nearly 3 million people turned out to vote last week in a leadership contest for the Prime Minister's party. They still have faith in traditional politics, and some of them may worry that the Pitchfork People might just pitchfork Italy into more trouble.
The BBC's Alan Johnston reporting from Rome.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.